Blackstone Audio presents The Civil War, A Narrative, Volume 2, Fredericksburg to Meridian, by Shelby Foote. This book is read by Grover Gardner. All these were honored in their generations, and were the glory of their times. There be of them that have left a name behind them, that their praises might be reported. And some there be which have no memorial, who are perished as though they had never been, and are become as though they had never been born, and their children after them. But these were merciful men, whose righteousness hath not been forgotten. With their seed shall continually remain a good inheritance, and their children are within the covenant. Their seed standeth fast, and their children for their sakes. Their seed shall remain forever, and their glory shall not be blotted out. Their bodies are buried in peace, but their name liveth forevermore. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 44. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Longest Journey. After an absence of nearly 2 years, Jefferson Davis told the legislators assembled under the golden dome of his home state capital, on the day after Christmas, 1862, 20 months and 2 weeks to the day since the guns of Charleston opened fire on Sumter to inaugurate the Civil War no one could know was not yet halfway over, I again find myself among those who, from the days of my childhood, have ever been the trusted objects of my affection, those for whose good I